Hey, Don. Today we'll report on an event that helped scientists get some insight into how to protect endangered baleen whales. In 2003, a baby fin whale was stranded on a California beach. Experts tried to save the newborn, but it died while being transported to safety.
That's tragic because the number of whales declined drastically in the 20th century because of whaling. At least 5 of the 15 species of baleen whales are endangered.
The giant animals communicate using low-frequency sounds that can travel hundreds of miles through the ocean. They use these sounds to find mates and organize their social structure. Unfortunately, the sounds are being drowned out by the noise of ships at sea. Although whaling has been reduced by an international ban, the noise may be a big threat.
So why don't governments make regulations to limit it?
They have, but it's been difficult to devise the right regulations because so little is known about how baleen whales hear. That's why the baby whale was important.
But Yael, the whale was dead. What can you learn about whale hearing from a corpse?
A team of scientists from San Diego made a three-dimensional map of the dead whale's head using computed X-ray tomography. They used the map to make a computer model of its acoustic properties. The researchers found evidence that baleen whales hear with their skull. Low-frequency sounds cause the skull to vibrate, and the vibrations are carried to the inner ear.
Can the new model help scientists devise better regulations to limit ship noise?
It's an important step, but much more research will still be needed.
Perhaps the baby whale didn't die in vain.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.